What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
We are Cultivate.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, the podcast famous for doing bad research using Reddit and Wikipedia as main sources. I'm your host for today's episode. It is I, the Punny Pinoy, John. I am joined today, as usual, by my co-host. First up, I'm running out of nicknames for this guy because he's a man of many talents. He's a leader of off Red and host of Let's Start a Cult, Canada's own Mr. Josh Shell. What is happening, bro?
Not much, man. Not much. Running out of nicknames. That's disappointing. That is disappointing. We're not even a year in yet.
Because I have to come up with a new one for you every time.
Yeah, that's a bad bit. I shouldn't have said that. That's like with Let's Start a Cult, how I started a conspiracy thing or whatever at the beginning of every episode. And I'm locked into that now. So every episode I have to start with one. It's the hardest part about
every episode. To be fair, there was a few episodes where you say you didn't really have an intro. That's how you know I listen a lot. So joke's on you, my guy. I have this pass for the week.
True, you do.
Rounding up the crew and hopefully relieved that his fantasy football season is over and it sounds like he came up. Honcho, and the master of smut, Houston legend, Sean Salvino. What is good, brother?
No, not too much, man. Just a two-time champion, you know what I'm saying? Came up big this year, fantasy champ, two leagues, one champion. It's your boy, Sean.
So first off, Wikimaniacs, just want to greet you all. Happy freaking New Year. We hope 2022 gives you what you are seeking and you cultivate the seeds you have been planting back in 2021. Hey. Speaking of cultivate, I got y'all. Your boys are so proud to introduce the Cultivate Podcast Network to the world. We are a collection of indie podcasts who are so passionate about creating amazing content. We have true crime. We have history. We have comedy. We have cryptids, mythology. We're seriously going to be the only podcast network that you need. Want to hear the lineup? We got Let's Start a Cult. We have Pineapple Pizza Podcast. This show, Reddit on Wiki. Ooh. Shots and Thoughts. The Dumbfound Dead. Weird Distractions. Wow. And Ye Old Crime. Fire emojis all around. So be sure to follow us on social media. Our boy Sean here is running the Instagram and I'm running the Twitter. You can find us at Cultivate Network, and that's C-U-L-T-I-V with a letter, with a number 8 network.
With the letter with 8.
Letter 8. There we go. That's something letter that we can 8. Clip this time around. And we also can't say enough nice things to our awesome patrons from our day one, Vina, to Lindsay and Gabby. And we would also like to welcome our brand new patrons. We got to welcome this week, boys.
God damn.
Shout out to our boy, Aaron DeShoto and Taru Tikanen. We hope you're enjoying some of the content we are providing you. And there will be more to come. Like, we were discussing all these new ideas that we got. And speaking of our patron, Gabby, boys, Gabby left us this awesome review that I'm going to need help reading. So check the group chat.
Oh, easy.
He needs help because he can't read it.
Yeah, Josh and I are fluent in Tagalog now. Say Tagalog, Josh. You're so good at saying it.
He got it. He got it.
Never mind. He's mastered it. Like I said, we're fluent. Yeah. We're fluent now.
Where are we looking?
We are at the Slack channel.
This is in the Reddit on Wiki Slack.
Oh, got it.
So, Sean, you...
Sean, you are up first.
Easy. I will be taking it, Josh.
Easy.
And then you'll be closing it off for us, Sean. Go ahead, my guy. Yeah,
wait,
you gotta read twice.
I gotta read twice? This feels targeted.
Yeah.
It is targeted.
You're more Filipino than I am.
Yeah, I did teach Josh how to speak Tagalog. I get all credit for how masterful we're about to do this. All right, starting out. It's your boy, Sean. Weird rating is weird out of 10. Here we go now. Kasi ayaw naya ng puns at langi siyang my weird na fanfic sa dulo ng episodes niya.
You pronounce it nung. You can't say nung. There you go.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't know. Nung? I don't know. I just know from what I was told is Tagalog is read exactly how it's written out. So that's how
it's phonetic.
It's a phonetic.
Looks like MG looks like to me. I don't
say that again.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
All right. Hilarious out of 10. Basta nag-enjoy ako sa episodes na ya lalo na yung fanfic.
The fanfic is popular, my guy.
I hate to say it now. Unfortunately.
You own that. That's what you'll die.
See, when y'all were talking about y'all's regrettable shticks, this is mine.
That's fair.
Next. Consistent out of 10. About... to sa intro na ya, parentheses, alam niyo nang, NG, nang, podcast na to, kung hindi pakingan niyo. Like I said, I'm fluent. So what she's trying to say here is...
podcast.
John, go ahead.
You want me to explain what it was said? Oh, I got you. So pretty much it's your boy, Sean. Weird out of 10 because Sean doesn't like puns. And he always has weird fanfics in the middle of his episodes. He's funny. And what it says. They enjoy the episode, especially the fanfic. 10 out of 10, you're consistent because your intro is very chaotic and you are a nervous mess. Pretty much what she's saying. Kung regular kayo, which is pretty much saying that if you're a regular of the show, then you know the fucking vibes that Sean is a nervous wreck every episode intro. Hey. So for my bit...
Nailed.
Gabby calls me Poppy John. Punny out of 10. Sha ang pun king. JFC. That's what? Just Jesus fucking Christ. I thought that was the ketchup. UFC. So. But okay.
Or Japanese fried chicken.
Either way.
One or the other. Context
Sha
clues.
Sha ang pun king. Gusto ko rin pag annoyed si Sean pa nagdadrop ng puns. Also a proud pun dad to Uncle Josh. Consistent out of 10. Magaling mag intro and outro. Hands down at sampung palakpak para sa'yo. Translation?
Nice. This is the most messed up family. You're the proud dad to me. I'm the uncle. What kind of incest is going on here?
So pretty much as a continuation for your review, Sean, I do a good job of annoying you with my puns because you get really annoyed by them, and that I am your daddy, Josh. So pretty much what it is.
Nice. I got that part. For me, she writes, Uncle Josh, nerd out of 10. Alam naya na mas... 1 mile.
I trained you well.
Kaisa, 1 kilometer at Mariami Pong Iba. And then smooth at a 10. This is going to be bad. Megaling Young Translation Naya Tulad Na Lang Halimbawe. Hagmig Ad. Halimbawe.
Halimbawe.
Oh my God. I don't know how to say that, but I know for sure that's not how to say it. That's for sure.
It's how you say it now.
Halimbawe.
I'm not changing it. Halimbawe, pog me. Tasaka, young pag. Mag, move on, NASA, Sasan node, na topic overall rating, Magaling, Talaga, Sila, Mm-hmm. Oh, God. See, Neela Ang, you said
pretty much what Gabby was saying, that Josh, your 1 mile to kilometer ratio, like you're good with that. Unlike our good friend over here. And that you're very smooth with your transitions from moving on to like ads and moving on to other topics. Oh. And as far as all our chemistry is concerned, like an overall rating for all of us, that we balance each other out.
Wow.
And Halimbue nice. Is...
No. Halimbue.
Close us off, Sean.
Halimbue.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy. Holy shit. Okay, closing it out. With that said, maganda talaga ang chemistry niling tatlo. Walang dull moment sa episodes, masaya pakinggan dahil parang maga malapit na kaibigan ang maga pinakikinggan mo. Humble din sila.
I have no idea where he is.
Gabby said, our chemistry is off the charts. There's not a dull moment on the episodes. And that she feels like when she listens to us that we're three close friends, even though we're complete strangers, kind of. But we're going there. We're getting there. And that we are humble. And that if you listen to our podcast, it will make your day. Good job, fellas.
Wow. That's such a nice rating. And I appreciate that. Even though I couldn't understand it, I will learn one day.
Someday.
And on the other hand, as someone who completely understood all of it, I really appreciate John translating it to our non-Tagalog speakers. Me and John got it on lock. I already knew what Gabby was trying to say from the get-go. And if you could not tell by my purple accent.
Oh, speaking of which, Sean, can we move back our translation lesson this week to next week?
Okay, cool. Next week, for sure. That'll be another $200 per minute.
That's fair.
But it's Canadian, so I'm cutting you a deal. So.
Yes, you are.
So thank you, Gabby, for the awesome review. And if you want to leave a review for us, you can do so on our website at redditonwiki.com. And if you want to be a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. So now that the housekeeping is out of the way, today we're going to be discussing a phenomenon that happened during the late 1990s. And Josh, not sure if you were even born at that time, but
the late 1990s.
Yeah, it's a joke because you're so young.
I was born for most of the 90s.
You were probably like 2 years old, but
six. I would have been six.
Whatever. That hurts my knees just thinking about it. But today we are going to be discussing about the Y2K problem. Sean, Josh, give me your thoughts about this one before we introduce it formally.
Mostly when I think of Y2K, I was 8. So I do remember people freaking out, but I was like, we're going to be fine, guys. We're going to be fine. Besides that, my only other memory is Y2 Jericho. So shout out.
For myself, as a person who grew up in Canada in the middle of nowhere, the internet was not much of a thing in my life as a child.
Still not is.
So I never really learned about it until like way later on in my life. So I did not know it was a thing until probably high school, which would have been 10 years later maybe. So yeah, I was a slow learner on that.
You got that dial-up education or what?
We did have dial-up for a long time.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was gonna say, Sean, like that's actually one of the first things that reminded me of this episode was that I didn't know shit about the Y2K problem, but I did clearly remember Chris Jericho debuting Monday Night Raw with his pigtails or ponytails hanging out. He was just like, Raw, or what is it? Welcome to Raw is Jericho. And that was like in August though, so that was way ahead of its time. But that was pretty cool. All right, so we're going to introduce the Y2K problem and just going to give a general overview about it. So when Cash Money Records said they were taking over for the 99 and the 2000s, they didn't mean that the world was going to end. And according to Wikipedia, the year 2000 problem, also known as the Y2K problem, millennium bug, Y2K glitch, or Y2K error, refers to the potential computer errors related to the formatting and storage of calendar data for dates in and after the year 2000. Many programs represented four-digit years, with the only final two digits making the year 2000 indistinguishable from 1900. Computer systems' inability to distinguish dates correctly had the potential to bring down worldwide infrastructures for industries ranging from banking to air travel. So that's pretty intense that just 21 years ago, wait, 21 years, am I doing my math right? 22. 22 years ago, Jesus Christ.
This is the miles.
I'm not the only one bad at math.
This is the miles to kilometers. Hey. It's 2000. We're in 2022.
To be fair.
That's a hard.
So Wikimaniacs.
To be fair, I wrote the script in 2021 still. So that's probably why I got it like that.
See, that's what you get for writing your scripts early. And not the day of.
Or just writing them in general. That's your problem.
I was going to say write them in a panic sweat. You just do the whole show in a panic sweat.
So
it affected my rating.
So 22 years ago, some feared that computers would not be able to interpret null values for a year, and the inability to validate these dates past 1999 would cause massive technological problems around the world. The fear was that when the clock struck midnight on January 1, 2000, the affected computer systems that couldn't, quote, count past 1999 would fail and cause massive outages or power outages, shutdowns of transportation systems, and the closures of banks. So if computers interpret zero in 2000 as 1900, it could mean headaches ranging from grossly miscalculated mortgage calculations to some alleged large-scale power outages and infrastructure damage. I wish that should happen now because I wish my mortgage was paid off.
Or maybe you'd need to pay way more.
That's true.
Yeah, I was about to say, it could be double.
And as a result, computer programs would think that it was 1900, not 2000, which threatened to cause serious problems. And this presented several problems for any computer system that depended on the date in the calculations. So we got mainframes, including those commonly used by insurance companies and banks. They were thought to be the subject to the most serious problems of 2000. But newer systems using desktop computer networks were also considered vulnerable. However, the Y2K problem was not limited to computers with conventional software. Many of the systems compromised by the Y2K bug were from the 1970s, 1980s, and the early 1990s. So we're going to go over some of the problems that the Y2K problem caused, according to mentalfloss.com article by Jay Serafino. Could you guess some of the things that kind of popped up, or what are some of the issues that it caused?
I'm going to go, and I guess probably people withdrew a lot of money, causing an economic crash, I would imagine. Air travel was probably canceled or postponed. Banks' mortgages were maybe paid early or not paid at all. Those are my three main guesses, or four, however many.
Those are pretty good guesses, actually. A lot of them happen. Sean, you got any?
It's like it's in the past.
My thing is maybe just like things you need for a bunker went up. Like people making bunkers and shit, people buying a lot of water and canned food and all that stuff.
Yeah, like survivalists.
Yeah, because I remember because of a Family Guy episode, I think, when I was younger that I watched. But there was like a Y2K skit or whatever of what people thought was going to happen. And then all these planes were falling out of the sky and people running into bunkers and shit. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, maybe this was the spawn of the survivalist era. Because there's so many of them right now.
Dude, people buy some, I've seen some crazy TikToks where people have like insane bunkers, like nice.
Yeah. You're like, that's better than my house.
I have some chem gear just in case like shit pops off, because that was my job in the military. So I'm just like ready.
We're slowly learning.
Yes. My past life, I instructed for, it's called CBURN. So chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear. So I was able to, I was a bioengineer. So what I do is I make sure that like everyone, if there was like threats, like any nuclear threats, that I'd be one of the first people to respond. So if there was any bomb threats or any, you know, white powders that's being sent to the post office and like someone needs to analyze that chemical or possible terrorist attack, I'll be one of the first people in the scene, mostly with the FBI, local authorities, and all that crap. So that was what I did in the past life.
That's sick.
No wonder you're fucking rich. You're a bioengineer.
In my past life.
It's all making sense.
In his past life. This was 3 years ago.
Yeah, this was before I went to HR because I wanted something boring instead.
I'm going to tell all my friends I'm with the Filipino 007.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. But here are some examples of the things that happened during the Y2K problem. Speaking of the military, U.S. spy satellites ceased working for a couple of days. So the U.S. government apparently spent about $100 billion on fixes with
With a B.
Yes.
You guys are still paying that off.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. So they did that for fixes and upgrades, but the issue still caused a grid to go haywire. And we technically didn't have any defense systems for about 3 days, which is scary if you think about it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Especially since the next year, what happened? Like, Jesus.
Yes. Oof. So this is the one that's freaked me out. So the glitch caused a scare at a nuclear power plant in Japan. So after midnight, the alarm at the Shika nuclear power station just went off. So imagine working at that power plant, midnight struck, and you just hear the fucking alarm blaring. I think I was dead, dude, pretty much.
What? Yeah.
I would think we were about to launch a nuke and then... That would mean like everybody else is about to launch their nukes.
Yeah. I would have pissed my pants.
I'd press the button first.
Oh my God. Well,
I'd say, we got to go. We're first, baby. Let's go.
I'm learning a lot of stuff about you, Josh.
Talladega Nights. If you ain't first, you're last. That's.
And this one was pretty funny. So Y2K caused a newborn to be registered as 100 years old at a Denmark hospital.
Yes. Benjamin Button, baby. He grew younger.
Did they fix that or he's just officially the oldest human alive?
He's
like,
he's 122 right now.
Yes.
Jesus
121
Christ.
At the time I wrote the script, okay?
True. Yeah, depending on when his birthday is, he'd still be 21 probably, 121.
So in the last one, man, and this is what would cause me a lot of pain. A man was credited $6 million at Germany, or not, I don't know if it's dollars, but $6 million at Germany, but the banks recouped that shit like right away.
Wait, sorry. It was a mistake that he got the money or he got the money and then the banks were like, fuck
no,
you.
No, so the bank mistakenly gave him $6 million.
At first I thought you said he won the money and then they were like, that's a rounding error. We're taking this.
Shit, that would suck.
Oh God, that would suck. But okay, that's fair, I guess.
No, what the fuck fair. The banks? I would have changed my name.
Finders keepers, bitch.
I would have deposited all of that and then been out of the country.
It's in Germany. You just go suck my bratwurst and then you go to fucking France or something.
Josh is allowed to say that he's German, guys. He's German.
You know what? Everyone has the bratwurst pass. It's not a thing.
Josh, keep the streak. Keep the streak, Josh. To say
Greta Thumb. No. Hitler, baby.
Streak.
Josh is that meme of that kid sitting at the desk with the veins popping out of his forehead.
Oh, Hitler!
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the meme where they're like, "Say the line, Bart."
Oh yeah. That's me at the end of all my episodes.
Yeah, that is.
So even before early 2000, there were already concerns that some computers might fail on September 9, 1999, because early programmers often use a series of nines to indicate the end of a program. So they thought 9/99, that's it. The computers will be fried. So the fear of 2000 sparked a global panic, but when January 1, 2000 came midnight and left, there was no problem with the computers. Cynics blamed the hysteria for the mistakes of IT companies that took advantage of a non-existent problem. So there might be a little conspiracy theory that IT companies were just like, let's just milk this hysteria all together and let's just make as much money as possible. Because people are going to want to upgrade their shit because they think, oh, I have to get new computers or else I'm going to die or some shit like that.
That's fair. Which, how would you die? Like, it would just not be...
You'd be surprised people you'd just be like, super panicked.
I guess.
People thought everything that had a computer in it was going to explode or shut down, which would cause planes falling out of the sky, computers exploding, people who had cell phones.
So we've been dumb for a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because 12 years later, we did it again. We were like, the Mayans predicted it's over in 2012.
And then when the actual apocalypse comes, we're like, I don't want to wear a mask.
Damn.
Fuck you, Joe Biden.
Take me out to dinner.
Hey, yo. We're so behind on that.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is like almost... end of January.
So in 1997, several years before the widespread panic over the millennium problem, computer scientists were already working on a solution. Then President Bill Clinton, when he's not busy getting top by... Okay, so addressing... Then President Bill Clinton addressing the Y2K issue in 1998, called on companies to do their part to prepare and update their computer codes. The computer industry's response included a massive rewrite of the software with the official, quote, Y2K ready certification. So if you didn't see computers that doesn't have the Y2K certified, then people are going to be like, you need to upgrade your computer. Let's make more money out of this shit. So it was so stupid.
God damn.
So the software and hardware vendors quickly fixed a bug and provided Y2K compliant programs to help. And according to a Thought Co. article by Jennifer Rosenberg, here are some preparations some of the companies developed back in 1997. In all interfaces and data storage, the century in any date must be specified either explicitly or by unambiguous inferencing rules and algorithms, which means that 2000, or another thing that they used was that 2000 must be recognized as a leap. I don't know why that would make any difference, but they also added that companies use this as a makeshift solution by adding the year prefix. So back then they would just use 99 or 98 as a date, but now they have to put the 19 prefix before it to distinguish it that it's going to be 1998 or 1999. So it'll be a 4-digit year.
Something they should have started
exactly
with.
To begin with.
Yeah.
So there's also a famous image circulating around the internet of a Best Buy sticker saying, quote, remember, turn your computer off before midnight on 12/31/99, which I thought was hilarious. And for lack of results, many people dismissed the Y2K error as a hoax. However, after a collective sigh of relief in early January 2000, the Y2K problem turned into a climax as relief gave way to ridicule, as it often the case when warnings seem meaningless after being heard. Just like anti-maskers, you give them as much warning, or anti-vaxxers, you give them as much warning as possible, but they'll laugh it off. Now look at them. All of them are getting the Omarion variant. So,
yeah, the new CDC changes where they're like, fuck, we always get into COVID on all our episodes, but the new CDC where they're like, no one's listening to us anyway, so we'll change it to 5 hours instead of 10, or 10 days, sorry, 5 days instead of 10 days to quarantine. Yeah.
They're still not going to listen.
Oh, so you're just giving them more ammo.
Pretty much.
Cool. That's chill.
So others insisted that this thing called Y2K was a hoax that deserved little thought. And when we get back from break, we'll talk about some of the rumors that was mentioned around during the whole Y2 scare. And then we're also going to read some Reddit stories pertaining to it. So be sure to set your timers correctly and join us right back after a few words from our sponsors.
It's me, sponsors, Patreon. We have a $5 tier, a $10 tier, $15 tier, $25 tier. Don't even worry about anything besides $25 a month. That's the one you need. Cultivate World Champ. Next segment.
Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki. And if you've made it this far, that means your system's updated properly. And as mentioned before the ad break, we're going to be discussing some of the theories and Reddit commentary on Y2K. So there were some crazy rumors associated to the Y2K hoax, including that the president was planning a martial law to address the Y2K problem. and that some federal prison doors will open at midnight, January 1, 2000. Elevators would just stop or fall randomly because it's the year 2000. And that at the turn of the millennium, pacemakers went out of order, killing people where they were. Those are some of the rumors. Absolutely. What do you think would have been like? I feel like the Purge series came out of this shit.
The Purge series? Maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. What came out of this? It's a great question because like
made everyone skeptics of anything. Yeah. Nobody believes anything.
If you think about it.
No, because then 12 years later, we were quite a few people that they were.
Didn't they say some shit about when the Mayan thing was supposed to happen? They're like, oh, just kidding. We read it wrong. It's actually another date.
Yeah.
I want to say they were like, maybe it's 2021, but we just did that, so we're good.
I think they actually read it as it was supposed to be like a bunch of years before that, actually. Like they read it, the Mayan calendar is actually earlier than we think. I don't know. Anyway, it could have maybe sparked like the start of really prominent conspiracy theorists. Like I think Alex Jones around this point started popping off.
Oh, no.
It was around that point because I know for a fact he was around during the after September 11th because... So it might have filled into that, like just question everything kind of mentality. It's not always good to question everything, question some things, but maybe not everything. Listen to the experts, John, you biologist, you.
What? I'm not even an expert.
He's giving you a compliment.
That's why I quit.
He's going to take the compliment,
actually,
John.
It's more towards chemistry, but okay, let's not go there. I have
science
the recipe for
it.
If I wanted to be Walter White, I probably could have been Walter White if I wanted to.
Hell yeah.
Don't do.
Now I'm going to tell my friends I'm friends
don't
with
do drug kids.
Walter White.
Don't do it.
I'm Googling how to make heroin. The blue.
You're
going
to get us a watch list, my guy. Just like, this guy might be a drug dealer and the pervert at the same time.
He's definitely a pervert.
There's no saving that. No incognito can save me.
If there's
a
VPN company out there that would like to sponsor us, please do so and help our boy Sean out.
Sean needs it.
That would be fantastic. You could be like, bleep, VPN. You can read all the smut you want.
To the first 10 subscribers, you get a fanfic of there Sean. You go.
Use our promo code SMUT for 20% off an annual subscription. Josh, reach.
Use the code Santa's Cougars.
Oh, no.
If you use promo code AWIMBUWE, check out.
That's for Disney Plus.
Okay,
my
bad. Oh, God, Josh, put that on the list of sponsors that we should reach out to. We already have a customer over here because this guy needs it more than any of us combined. Oh, shit.
My Google search is ruined.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. All right. So to continue on, we're going to read some, or I'm going to read some Ask Reddit threads or Reddit threads pertaining to some of the stories they had during the Y2K scare. So this one comes from user Song Lyrics. They asked the Ask Reddit thread, Y2K was 20 years ago. What are your best Y2K stories? So user Pi Savant wrote, I was managing the IT department in a state agency and we're under enormous pressure to prevent any Y2K problems. On New Year's Day, I went to work before dawn and tested everything before the executive director arrived. Relieved that everything was working okay, we went to IHOP for a celebratory breakfast. The IHOP bill was date / timestamp 32nd December 1999.
Oh, no.
Because their computers couldn't have a date past 1999. So I guess they made up a 32nd day of December.
Imagine if we couldn't figure this out and just from then on, every day was into December. Goddamn, we're on December 999.
We'd be in the thousands by now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wait, I don't want to say anything math related in fear of how wrong I'll be.
300 times 22. Like, oh, God. 3,000, 6,000.
You got to think that's close,
be
to close, a million.
No, it'd be close to like 10,000. Yeah,
10, a million is too much, dude.
Yeah, see, that was a test. I was testing you guys. How you would react.
So 20
would be
times 365, that's what? Too much?
That is off the top of my head, not Googling calculator right now. I would never do that. I'm doing this math off the top of my head. 365 times, we're 22 years. So just crunch the numbers. 8,000.
See the calculator. I know, I was gonna say.
Why the fuck lies. You lying?
Blasphemy.
My God.
I don't like this new camera thing that we're doing. I prefer...
No, bro.
Cam, we don't want you doing some freaky shit on camera on your episodes, my guy.
You're banned off YouTube again.
Damn, that was like episode 2 and we almost got banned off of YouTube already. It's fucking insane.
Apologies. <It's> like, is there not like disgusting shit on YouTube?
There is. I don't know why we get targeted.
So how do we get banned? How the fuck do we get targeted? There's some, I'm sure there's bad. Never mind.
So this one is from user/LuckyLuck1 wrote, my favorite thing was cemetery headstones that were not Y2K compliant. I didn't even know headstones had to be Y2K compliant.
Yeah.
So people had headstones made before they died with the 19 pre-engraved, planning on filling in the next 2 digits when the time came.
Oh, no.
Oops, they kept living.
Just a bunch of suicides on December 30th.
My God. That's like, oh, it's my time to go.
We can't do this.
The headstone's got to be right.
Jesus.
And then my last story is Starfire66 wrote, I was at a big New Year's Eve house party and the owner's girlfriend at the time threw the main breaker to the house at midnight. Since this was out of town and back in the woods a bit, this resulted in almost total darkness and quiet except for the stars and critters and everyone freaking out a little bit. She flipped it back on after about 5 to 10 minutes. We all thought that was pretty funny, with the exception on the one of the one guy that was on a little bit more of some substances than others and lost his marbles for a while. He ended up running off into the woods for a few hours, but eventually made it back to the house asking if the world was all right. Good times.
You know what?
Jesus Christ. Don't take any drugs when a potential apocalypse
is. That's the best time when you do it.
That- No, would you, that not make it, that would ruin the high. You'd be,
yeah, but you're just going, you figure you're going out anyway. You might as well just do something. I'm never going to do heroin, but if I know there's a meter coming that's going to kill us all, I might.
But you don't know. There's just the possibility of a meter.
That makes for a good story like this one.
So I'm guessing Josh did shit when the Mayans were supposed to, the world was going to end.
No. I was a broke college student then. I would have been college, high school, university.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah, because
I thought you were
going to
say high school.
God.
It might have been high school. I'm trying to think.
Honestly, you might have been in high school because I graduated 2 years before.
No.
Yeah, it was 2009 when I graduated high school.
It would have been first year of university or last year of high school. I can't remember. Too long ago. But you know what? It is kind of nice to think of. They just kind of got together and then they were like, the end of the world that happens, we'll do it together.
That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
You guys are more clean-minded. I thought it was a giant orgy.
I did not go there.
No, I just thought it was a fun time in the woods.
Yeah.
I did not immediately go. And I'm the smart guy, guys. And I'm the dirty one.
Sean's corrupted you.
I mean,
John's been corrupted again 5 times in 1 day.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what? Low key, Sean. John might be the more PG-18.
What the fuck is PG-18?
John's more rated R than I. It's Canadian ratings. You wouldn't.
Is that
understand.
Seriously a Canadian rating? PG-18?
No, it's not. I'm just an idiot.
Like, what the fuck is that? Any final thoughts, boys, before we close this episode off?
No, that's good for me.
I'm just happy. I am thinking about like the correlation of people thinking and freaking out about technology, and then I'm like, is this how I sound when I'm like, I don't want AI to get too smart? because it's fucking, is that what I sound like? Because that's, I don't want, whenever we had our, we had a meeting with Maniacs and we talked about, was it Descript? There's a thing on this software that we use where if you upload your voice or an audio file or a podcast or whatever, it can memorize your voice and you could just type shit out and then it'll read it.
Yeah, that's Descript.
In your voice. Don't trust it. Don't like that. Don't want that technology to exist. Deepfakes also, a big fan. Don't like that stuff. It's just, we need to cool it.
We should do an episode on deepfakes.
Since Y2K, where it was like the fear of technology betraying humankind, in the future, of course, with technology getting smarter, like you mentioned, Sean, what do you think is going to be the next, what do you think the next quote-unquote Y2K scare is going to be? What do you think it's going to be that like?
We're in it. We're fucking in. It's the COVID. It's taking so fucking long. We're in lockdown.
Technology-wise.
Oh, technology. I see. Sorry.
Not a pandemic.
I thought you meant like apocalypse.
Well, COVID is also just not ever going to end. It's just, this is our
life. I'm so sick. You guys hit 1 million COVID cases the other day. And
we're still free because this is America and Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
pew, pew, we can do finger guns now. It's okay.
In Texas, y'all guys are locked down. I wish. This is outside looking in, of course. I don't.
It sucks, man.
I'm sure it sucks. Yeah, I'm sure it's bad. But it's, I wouldn't mind a little bit of restrictions on what we're allowed to do over here. I guess the hospitalizations aren't that bad because mostly people are vaxxed.
Most in America is not that many. It's 60%. It's not.
That's most.
It's barely most. But yeah.
And also I have zero sympathy for the unvaxxed. Yeah. Like, you've made your choice. It's fine. If you get it, that's
the issue is the people that can't get it, who actually have medical issues that don't allow them to get things like that, but they're fucked. But man, it does suck. Like, I hate complaining about the restrictions because it's like, it probably is saving lives somewhere, but at the same time, it's like, why has it got to be every fucking January? This is twice, and it's just, as someone who deals with seasonal depression, the worst thing is to be just locked inside for fucking the worst month of the year in Canada anyway. So it's gonna be a
Josh, every January the door is open if you want the opposite of Canada. In January, it's fucking 80 degrees here. All right, my
we
guy.
Can go feel shoot free. Some guns.
Winter doesn't exist. You don't even have to shoot guns, man. I've only shot guns like three.
Yeah,
can.
Yeah.
We can do Texas shit.
I've hunted. I've done guns. Legal. Like, we have shotguns. We don't have assault rifles, but.
I've shot assault rifles.
Okay, we'll do that.
Should that be in a home? I don't think so. Wow. Is it necessary? I don't think so. That's a whole nother episode. Yeah.
I brought the anti-vax people in with my anti-lockdown thing, and then I was like, but guns.
But I am cool with guns. I'm covering all sides.
So they're not sure how to feel about me.
It's okay. You're white, so they can feel that you're still okay. You still have a safe space.
That's fair.
Yeah, John and I could be MAGA all day, and they'll still like you more.
It's true.
Oh,
it's
God,
true.
That is so true.
Before it gets even more political. There you have it, Wikimaniacs. That was the Y2K problem early in the millennium. Do you have any crazy Y2K stories? If so, send it over to us at redditonwikipod@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at redditonwiki. We're there on both Instagram and Twitter. If you want to support us, you can do so by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and Podchaser. Reddit on Wiki is part of the Cultivate Podcast Network. Our feature shows include Let's Start a Cult, Pineapple Pizza Podcast, this show, Reddit on Wiki, Shots and Thoughts, Dumbfound Dead, Weird Distractions, and Ye Olde Crime. And we have future plans of expanding our reach or
our
influence,
our
Cultivate Network. If you want to support us financially and support our network, consider being a patron. Go ahead, Sean. Let me lob that to you. Mm-hmm. Talk to him, bro.
Consider,
what do we got?
Consider it. All right, guys. You can find us at patreon.com/cultivate, C-U-L-T-I-V, letter 8. I said letter. Podcast Network. So we have a few different tiers. We have a $1 tier, which gains access to the Patreon exclusive Discord channel. and that's just for $1. And that's just help support the shows. We also have a $5 tier, which is our main event tier. You get early and ad-free episodes of Reddit on Wiki, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumbfound Dead, and access to John's Patreon exclusive show, Kaba.
Kaba.
Nope. We also have a $10 tier. Oh, also at that $5 tier, you get a shout out on every episode of Reddit on Wiki. And we have a $10 tier that's going to include content from some other shows. We are still figuring all the details out on that. But that's $10. You get everything from the previous tier plus other shows. Plus, if you pay $10, I will read anything that you write in Patreon. That will be my shout out to you as long as it's not too problematic. And also, you get cameo videos from the Cultivate team if you'd like that. We also have a $15 tier. That's where your boy is at. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Shots and Thoughts, back catalog, $15.
Shots are expensive.
Yeah, so I'm taking, by this time, it might be season 4 at Shots and Thoughts, which means that seasons 1 and 2 are no longer available wherever you get your podcast. They will only be available at the Cultivate Patreon. So that's $15. That's 50 episodes right off the bat of Shots and Thoughts. And then if that's not enough for you, we got the Cultivate World Champ tier, $25. You get all of what I just mentioned. Plus, we're going to send you stickers and shirts twice a year.
Woo.
So,
look at that.
Good job.
Sean is our salesman.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? If you have any questions, hit me up. You can hit me up on our exclusive Patreon Discord channel. That's going to be the quickest way to reach me. So just $1, talk to me, and then we'll move you up to the $25 tier.
Yeah, you can't do an intro, but goddamn, you put some
money in
front of them.
I was going to say, like, we found your motivation, my guy.
Scrooge McDuck.
This guy is fucking booster shots and money. That's what moves him.
There are a few things that fuel me.
Drugs and money.
And paying for this goddamn drugs wedding is money. One of them.
Wait, FDA approved drugs and money.
FDA approved drugs.
Canadian legal drugs.
I was going to do an outro, but shit, Sean got it on lock. But thank you for tuning in this week, Waking Maniacs. And we will see you next time. Remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki. Peace.
See ya.
Wow, we could play the music right off the bat now. We're in the future, guys.
Up in this bitch.
Oh god.
No.
Run, Sean.
On you. I'm a robot this fucking whole time.
Break up. That explains why it was so scripted. Yes.